From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. For a third day, Palestinian protesters clashed with Israeli troops in the West Bank, following U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Protesters hurled stones at troops who responded using tear gas and other riot dispersal means. Mr. Trump's declaration set off a wave of protests across the West Bank, the Gaza Strip, and the wider Arab and Muslim world. Edward Uranian has more from Cairo.
In response to President Trump's move to move the U.S. embassy, Palestinian Authority Foreign Minister Riyad Maliki told journalists that the U.S. decision to move its embassy to Jerusalem was illegal and urged Arab foreign ministers to advocate for their ambassadors to the U.N. to propose a resolution at the Security Council asking the U.S. to reverse its decision. He also declared that Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas will not meet with Vice President Pence when he arrives in the Middle East on December 19th.
Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced Saturday that the three-year-old war aimed at driving Islamic State out of Iraq was successful and has come to an end. The militant group is still capable of executing insurgent attacks in Iraq, as it did in November when it regained control of a strategic town it held near the border with Syria before relinquishing it again over the following weeks. Iraq now turns its attention to rebuilding the many areas of the country that were devastated by the fighting and assisting some 3 million Iraqis who were displaced. This is VOA News. President Trump spoke at the opening of a new civil rights museum in Mississippi Saturday. He praised civil rights leaders such as Medgar Evers and Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. He also thanked the people who made the museum possible.
I want to congratulate your great governor and all of the people in this room who were so inspirational to so many others to get out and get this done.
The dedication was not without controversy. Several prominent civil rights leaders boycotted the speech over the president's stand on several race issues. The UN political affairs chief expressed willingness to ease tension on the Korean Peninsula during a visit to North Korea this week. We get more from Samantha Vadas amid a rising war of words over the North's missile and nuclear programs.
It was the first UN visit to North Korea in years. Political affairs chief Jeffrey Feltman returning from his four-day trip to Pyongyang on Saturday, where state media says he expressed willingness to ease tension on the Korean Peninsula. It also said the UN envoy acknowledged the negative impact of sanctions on humanitarian aid to the country. Feltman's the highest-level UN official to visit North Korea since 2012.
At least six armed separatists and a police official have been killed and several people wounded in southwestern Cameroon during an attack on a military post. The attack occurred after a special envoy from Nigeria assured Cameroon that they want to work jointly to reduce terrorism on their frontiers. Cameroon has been complaining that armed separatists are using Nigerian territory as a training ground. We get more in this report.
Cameroon Communication Minister and government spokesman Issa Chiruma says hundreds of youths armed with guns, machetes, and spears attacked Cameroon's police unit in the English-speaking southwestern town of Mamfe Thursday night. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Firefighters continue to battle several wind-fueled wire fires in Southern California, including a new rapidly expanding blaze that erupted north of San Diego. Over the past 5 days, the fires have destroyed at least 500 structures and forced about 190,000 people to evacuate their homes. President Donald Trump issued a federal declaration for California, paving the way for federal agencies to help coordinate relief efforts. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed his outrage over an attack against a UN mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo. At least 15 Tanzanian peacekeepers were killed. I'm Jim Bertel reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.